Good morning. This is Marilyn and Jet with your 9 a.m. Z Lines. In local news, Queensland's first permanent drug checking site opens at Bowen Hills. The Checkpoint Drug Checking Service will test substances a person intends on using to determine its contents and purity, ensuring they make informed decisions. Its free services are opened every Friday and are completely confidential. The Loop Australia CEO Cameron Francis states drug checking at fixed sites can have a larger reach and would be a good chance for individuals to learn of the risks and how to be safer. Plans for the second site are ongoing and will enlist the input of reformed substance users and other key stakeholders in its design. In other local news, Queenslanders reduced their emissions 8 years earlier than predicted. The federal government has revealed in 2022 the Sunshine State's hit its 2030 goal, a 35% reduction rate. Energy Minister Mick DeBrenny says we now aim for a 75% reduction by 2035. Queensland's vegetation management laws are said to have influenced the figures, with reduced land clearing's prominent contribution.
In national news, cashless debit card communities to gain $17.5 million in new funding. The Albanese government will extend support to 59 services from the 1st of July 2024 to the 30th of June 2025 for selected organisations. Such services provide job readiness training, resupplying rural communities with workers. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth says this will pursue tailored local solutions for the most critical circumstances. This follows the abolishment of the previous government's cashless debit card program. In a report by the Australian Human Rights Commission, the Yonga Hill Immigration Detention Centre has been labelled as no longer fit for purpose. Following a two-day inspection by the adult male facility in 2023, safety was found to be a major concern. Violence, bullying, and drug trafficking within the facility have reportedly shown an uptick as well. 33 recommendations to the Department of Home Affairs have been made in the report. In international news, a Syrian US military base becomes target of rocket attack from Iraqi forces. According to British news agency Reuters, military officials say a small truck with a rocket launcher was parked in an Iraqi town bordering Syria. This comes after the Iraq military base attack on Saturday, killing an Iraqi security force member. However, there's currently no known correlation between the two attacks. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6 in the high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more.